This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Can I tell you what that's an example of? Not self-confidence, Christ confidence. That's a dramatic example of someone who said, I'm not going to put the confidence in my flesh, in my strength, in my ability. I'm going to put my confidence in our God that is a mighty God, an awesome God. And you say, well, what does that have to do with me? Well, I'll tell you this, what it has to do with you. There are going to be situations in your life this week, this month, and this year where you're going to have to choose to say, I've got it all here. I'm fine, thank you. I've got the wherewithal. Or you can say, our God is an awesome God and my confidence is in Him. Self-confidence is an illusion. It deceives with false impression. Self-confidence is an illusion in life. Blessed is the man or woman who puts their trust in Him, whose confidence is in Him. Let's bring up the second one. I call it the illusion of casual Christianity. Casual Christianity. Billy Graham said that a casual Christian never has any influence over anybody. I think he's right. The casual Christian has no influence over anyone. The word in Romans 12:11 says, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. You were not called to be lukewarm about Jesus Christ. You were called to have fervor. Do you know what the word fervor means? Go to a football game, you know what fervor is. Go to a soccer game and watch the parents on both sides. You'll see fervor. Probably see more than that if they give there's a call against one of their kids. Go to any athletic event, go to a concert, and you'll see fervor. And the Lord says, that's what I want from you. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. The Lord did not call you to be a lukewarm believer in Jesus Christ. He called you to be a sold-out believer, which means I have declared that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life, not just an advisor in my life. He's not the dear Abbey of your life. He's the Lord of your life. He's not a counselor alone. He is the Lord of your life, even though He is a counselor. And the Holy Spirit is referred to as the counselor. But He is the Lord of your life, and the Lord wants me to live like that. An illusion that people live under is the illusion of casual Christianity. There's one more. There's the illusion of there's plenty of time. The illusion of there's plenty of time. I don't know how many funerals I have conducted over my years in the ministry for people all ages. And I'm not being facetious at all, but you know what I mean by this, who died before their time. In other words, even if it was an older person, they should have lived another 10 years in the mind of the family, and I understand that. Well, she could have lived another 20 years, but she didn't. Well, he could have lived another 50 years. He died before his time, or she died before his time. And what does the word say in the book of James 4:14? You don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. You know, when James compares my life to a mist, I understand that. Have you ever driven through a fog that's so thick and dense and oppressive, and 5 minutes later, it's gone? You ever come down off the top of a hill, and you go down into a valley, and you can hardly see 10 feet in front of the car, but you go another 100 or 200 yards, and you're out of it. And James says, that's what your life is like. It's like a mist. It's here today, but it's gone tomorrow. We don't know what tomorrow will hold, and the idea that there's plenty of time is an illusion that so many people live under.
Well, tomorrow on Cross Hope, we're going to share a powerful story told by Ravi Zacharias about his daughter and some surgery that she went through. It's a powerful story you need to hear. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.